the word of God is given to us to feed on. We at Deliverance Assemblies of God Church, located at Kotobabi behind Ebony Hotel in Accra, use this channel to come your way with the unadulterated word of God. Be blessed as you listen.
Matthew 28:6. So we are starting over again. Matthew 28:6. He is not here. He has risen. Just as he said, come and see the place where he lay. Then Mark 16:1. When the Sabbath was over, Mary Magdalene, Mary the mother of James, and Salome bought spices so that they might go to anoint Jesus' body. Very early on the first day of the week, just after sunrise, they were on their way to the tomb, and they asked each other, who will roll the stone away from the entrance of the tomb? But when they looked up, they saw that the stone, which was very large, had been rolled away. As they entered the tomb, they saw a young man dressed in a white robe sitting on the right side, and they were alarmed. Don't be afraid, he said. You are looking for Jesus the Nazarene who was crucified. He has risen. He is not here. See the place where they laid him. But go, tell the disciples and Peter, he is going ahead of you into Galilee. There you will see him, just as he told you. Trembling and bewildered, the women went out and fled from the tomb. They said nothing to anyone because they were afraid. Amen.
Amen.
In Romans 8:11. And if the spirit of him who raised Jesus from the dead is living in you, he who raised Christ from the dead will also give life to your mortal bodies through his spirit who lives in you. Amen. Say, quickening our bodies. That's the NIV. King James. Ephesians chapter 1. I pray also that the eyes of your heart may be enlightened in order that you may know the hope to which he has called you, the riches of his glorious inheritance in the saints, and his incomparably great power for us who believe. Note verse 19. That power is like the working of his mighty strength, which he exerted in Christ when he raised him from the dead and seated him at his right hand in the heavenly realms, far above all rule and authority, power and dominion, and every title that can be given, not only in the present age, but also in the age in the one to come. 22. And God placed all things under his feet and appointed him to be head over everything for the church, which is his body, the fullness of him who fills everything in every way. Amen.
Amen.
Beloved, in fact, I just pasted something on my Facebook page. Those of you who are on Facebook, go to my page. Yes. Delali Boja. Reverend Delali Boja. Just go to my page. And then see what I have posted there about the resurrection. Yes. The resurrection is not a cliche, but a spiritual, natural, and historical reality that must be lived by daily. The resurrection is not a cliche. It's not just something we say. You see, We say it without our minds. Yes, resurrection is not a cliche. Resurrection is a reality. Yes, a spiritual and natural and historical reality that must be lived and manifested in our daily lives for the glory of God. Yes. Resurrection is the greatest legacy that every believer has inherited in Christ. I'm telling you. Paul said that if Jesus had died and had not risen, we Christians or believers are to be pitied above all. Yes. We are to be pitied above all. If really Jesus had died and not risen, we are to be pitied above all. This in 1 Corinthians chapter something. Yes. You and I are to be pitied above all. I'm telling you. But thank God that the only living religion is Christianity. Christianity is not even a religion. It's a way of life. It's life. Because our Jesus is alive. I just arrived last week from Dubai and Abu Dhabi in the United Arab Emirates. I have uncountable stories to tell. It has changed my life. Even when I went to Israel on two occasions, I have not received such an encounter. This is a Muslim country, a desert. That's where you understand scriptures. That I will turn desert into stream. Stream, fertile land. Go and see what people who don't believe in our Christ and in our God, but they also believe that they are connected to Abraham by Ishmael. Yes, that one alone is working for them. How much more you and I? What has happened to Christ? Sorry. What has happened to Christianity? What has happened to Christianity? Hey! Christianity, what has happened to us? Is there any country in the whole world that says that we are Christians, a Christian nation? But there are countries that identify themselves as Islamic nations. Islamic nations. Show me any country in the world that has declared that we are a Christian nation. America began like that. Europe began like that. Today, what are they? They are no more. They are no more. Germany, all these things, they are no more. Yes. Israel, they don't believe in Jesus. They are no more. So now the focus is on the church. Beloved, if Christ has not risen, you and I are to be pitied above all. But because Jesus Christ has risen from the dead, I'm telling you, you and I are the only people who have hope in life. The resurrection of our Lord Jesus Christ forms the foundation of our faith. It forms the basis of our belief. It forms the inspiration of our hope. The reason why we have hope is because Jesus has risen and is alive. The reason why you should have hope that your situation will change, that your problem, you will get out of that problem, that there will be a turnaround, is because Jesus has risen and that he is still alive. Hallelujah. Amen. And the Bible says in Hebrews chapter 7 verse 25 and Romans 8:34 that he is alive interceding for us. My God, you have somebody who is interceding for you. So even if no one is praying for you, Jesus is praying for you. If your pastor is not praying for you, Jesus is praying for you. My God. What a blessing. What an inheritance. Yes. His resurrection is the motivation of our unceasing love. I'm reading from my Facebook page. Is the motivation of our unceasing love and commitment to Christ. Jesus' resurrection is the inspiration of our forgiveness of one another. Let me tell you, the reason why we should learn to forgive one another is because Jesus Christ has risen. And he's interceding. He's alive. He's the one who will take it. No matter how you have been hurt, no matter the offense, no matter those who have offended you, look, our duty is to forgive them. And God will handle them. God himself, he will handle them. He will handle them better than how, what we would have wished for them. Even though sometimes forgiveness is not easy. His resurrection is the motivation of our services in the church. The reason why you must serve, even when no one is seeing, find a place to sweep. Be in the choir, be this, sacrifice your time, your sister. The reason why you should do those things. Yes, some of you wake up in the night to pray for the pastor. Somebody just sent me a prayer. Yes, she's online. And that she was praying for me. Yes, she was praying for me in the night. I said, wow, I wasn't there. I wasn't there. But God is there. Because Jesus Christ is alive. He has risen. So you see, that should be the motivation of our services to the Lord. Every service you render should be motivated by the fact that Jesus has risen. And that is alive. Yes, it is also the driving force of our sacrifices to one another and to the work of God in general. Yes, his resurrection should be the driving force of our sacrifices. Why do we sacrifice? It's because Jesus has resurrected and he is alive. And he is the rewarder of every sacrifice. There are many things we do in secret and no one will see. And say thank you. There are many things myself and the lady pastor we do for the church, for members. No one sees. No one is there to see. But we are motivated because there is a resurrected Christ who is alive and he is seen and he is the rewarder. Hallelujah. So as I've said, the resurrection is not a cliche, but it is a spiritual, natural and historical reality that we must live and manifest in our daily life. We must live the resurrection. We must live the resurrection. Oh, we must live the resurrection. Jesus arose for you and I to arise. He arose for you and I to live. He arose to give us hope for the future, no matter what. He arose to give us daily victory over sin, Satan, death, hell, and over all the powers of the devil. His resurrection has made you and I dreadful people to the devil. I am telling you. Look, the devil fears us. Unfortunately, things that we fear rather fear us. And the truth is the devil and his agents fear us more than we fear them. Especially those who live in daily awareness of the power of the resurrection. When the devil knows that you are aware of the resurrection and you are living a resurrected life, I am telling you, he fears you and he wants his demons of you. The greatest weapon of the devil against children of God is our ignorance of who we really are in Christ Jesus and what we have really inherited in him. Hosea 4:6, my people are destroyed for lack of knowledge. Why are people still manifesting? Every time they go to prayer, they are still manifesting. There is a problem. There is a problem. Beloved, like I said, the greatest legacy that Christ our Lord has willed to those of us who have given our lives to him is the resurrection power. So child of God, you and I are living and walking a walking house of the resurrection power. Hence, we should live the resurrected life, walk the resurrected walk, manifest the resurrected life in our mouth, in our mind, in our actions. We want to pray the resurrection right now. He has risen. He has risen. He has risen. Just declare that in the mighty name of Jesus Christ,
I declare this morning,
I mention your name.
I
am a resurrected child of God.
I am a resurrected child of God.
When Jesus arose, he arose with me.
I have risen from death. I have risen from sickness and disease. I am a resurrected child. Yes, I am a resurrected child of God. Yes, I have risen from all manner of evil. I have risen from sickness and disease. I have risen from failure. I have risen from poverty. The Lord has enabled me to rise from poverty. I've risen from I have risen from denial. 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 I have risen from denial.
Amen. Say in the name of Jesus Christ.
In the name of Jesus Christ.
I declare.
I
carry within me.
I carry within me.
The resurrection power. I am a resurrection powerhouse. No sickness, no disease, no attack I am the resurrection power.
I am the living house of the resurrection power. I am a living house of the resurrection power. I am the house of the resurrection power. I carry the resurrection power.
I carry the resurrection power.
I am the house of 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 the resurrection power.
I carry the resurrection power.
Poverty cannot dwell in me.
Infertility cannot dwell in me. Barrenness
cannot live with me.
Loneliness cannot live with me.
Delays cannot live with me. Anxiety cannot live with me.
Fear cannot live. Fear cannot live with me. Setbacks cannot live with me. Deaths cannot live with me. Poverty cannot live with me. Barrenness cannot live with me. Setbacks cannot live with me. No sickness can live within me. No attack can live within me. Because I carry within me the resurrection power. 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 I carry within me the resurrection power.
I carry within me
the resurrection power.
I am living.
I am living.
The resurrection power.
The resurrection power.
I am living.
I am living.
The resurrection power.
I am living.
I am living.
The resurrection power.
I am living.
In the resurrection power. I am living in the resurrection power.
I have risen with the resurrection power.
I am walking with the resurrection power. I am walking. I am living with the resurrection power. I have risen from ancestral and generational curses, from personal imposed curses, from generational curses. I have risen. I have risen in the mighty name of Jesus Christ. I have risen with the resurrection power. I am advancing with the resurrection power. I am living 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 in the resurrection power. I am living in the resurrection power. I overcome you by the resurrection power. Personalize it right now. You this evil projection against me and my family, I overcome you with the resurrection of death, any projection of setback. I conquer you by the resurrection power. I overcome you by the resurrection power. I conquer 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 you by the I conquer you by the resurrection power. I conquer you by the resurrection power. I conquer you. I conquer you. I conquer you. I conquer you by the resurrection power. I conquer you by the resurrection power. I terminate you by the resurrection power. I kill you by the resurrection power. In the name of Jesus Christ. Yes, I conquer you by the resurrection power. I conquer you by the resurrection power. I conquer you. I destroy you by the resurrection power.
I destroy you.
I destroy you.
I destroy you.
I destroy you.
I destroy you. I destroy you.
I destroy you. I destroy you.
I destroy you. I destroy you.
I destroy you.
I destroy you by the resurrection power.
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 I destroy you by the resurrection.
I destroy you by the resurrection power.
I terminate you.
I terminate you.
I eliminate you.
I eliminate you.
By the resurrection power.
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 I eliminate you.
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 I eliminate
you.
I eliminate you.
I eliminate you.
I eliminate you.
I eliminate you.
I eliminate you.
I eliminate you.
I eliminate you.
I eliminate you.
I eliminate you.
I eliminate you
by the resurrection power.
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 In Jesus' mighty name.
Amen.
Say the mighty name of Jesus Christ.
The mighty name of Jesus Christ.
Let every gate.
Let every gate.
And door.
And door.
Open for me now.
Open for me now.
By the resurrection power.
By the resurrection power.
Let every gate.
Let every gate.
Let every door.
Let every door.
Open for me now.
Open for me now.
Because
I am moving.
I am moving.
In the resurrection power.
In the resurrection power.
I am moving.
I am moving.
And wait.
And wait.
The resurrection power.
The resurrection power.
Say as I move.
As I move.
As I move.
As I move.
In.
In
and with,
and with
the resurrection,
the resurrection power.
Power, let every demon,
let every demon,
let every force,
let every force,
let every power,
let every power,
let every evil spirit,
let every evil spirit,
give way,
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 in Jesus mighty name.
Jesus mighty name.
Say
because
I am living,
I am living,
and moving,
and moving,
in.
In
and with,
and with
the resurrection power,
power,
let every demon,
let every demon,
let every force,
let every force,
let every power,
let every power,
let every evil spirit,
let every evil spirit,
give way,
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 give way.
Give way.
Give way.
Wherever I am.
Wherever I am.
Let them bow.
Let them bow.
Let them surrender.
Let them surrender.
Let them bow.
Let them bow.
Let them surrender.
Let them surrender.
In my home.
In my home.
In my family.
In my family.
In my office.
In my office.
At my workplace.
At my workplace.
Let the demons.
Let the demons.
Let the forces.
Let the forces
of darkness.
Of darkness.
Let the powers.
Let the power.
Evil spirits.
Evil spirits.
Let them give way.
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 To the resurrection power.
To the resurrection power.
That I am living
that
in,
I am living
that
in,
I am walking
that
with,
I am walking
that
with,
I am moving
that
with,
I am moving
let
with,
all the forces,
let the forces
of darkness,
of darkness
surrender,
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 and give way,
and give way,
give way,
give way,
to my promotion,
to my promotion,
give way,
give way,
to my elevation,
to my elevation,
give way,
give way,
to my success,
to my success,
give way,
give way,
to my increase,
to my increase,
give way,
give way,
to my delivery,
to my delivery,
give way,
give way,
to my delivery.
My delivery.
Give way.
Give way.
To my delivery.
My delivery.
Give way.
Give way.
To my delivery angel.
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 Give way.
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 To my delivery angel.
To my delivery angel.
Give way to my delivery angel.
That has been sent.
That has been sent.
To deliver.
To deliver.
My blessing.
My blessing.
My testimony.
My testimony.
My star.
My star.
My destiny.
My destiny.
My connection.
My connection.
My partners.
My partners.
My finances.
My finances.
My promotion.
My promotion.
My overcoming.
My overcoming.
My answer to prayer.
My answer to prayer.
My answer to prayer.
My answer to prayer.
The anointing I need.
The anointing I need.
The grace I need.
The grace,
the grace I need.
The delivery angel. That has been sent. To bring all these blessings into my life.
This day.
And this week.
Give way.
Because of the resurrection power that I carry.
That surrounds me.
You demons.
You forces.
You powers.
Evil spirits.
Of darkness.
Give way to my delivery angel.
That is coming.
With my healing.
With my deliverance.
With my total restoration.
With my total restoration.
Give way, my delivery angel.
In Jesus' mighty name.
Amen.
Say, because.
Because.
I am living.
And walking.
In and with.
And with the resurrection power.
Let every gate.
Every positive gate.
Every divine gate. Every divine door.
Open for me right now.
Right now. Let them be open. In Jesus' mighty name.
Amen.
Say in the name of Jesus Christ.
In the name of Jesus Christ.
Because I am living.
And moving.
And walking.
In the resurrection power.
And with the resurrection power.
Let every mountain.
Before me.
Move away.
Let every mountain. Move away.
Let every obstacle.
Clear from my path.
Let every mountain move away.
And let every obstacle clear from my path. Let the gates of death be shut. In my life.
Let the gates of death be shut.
Forever in my life.
In my family.
In my marriage.
In my home. No death in my life. No death online. Father, we thank you. Let's begin to thank the Lord right now.
Thank you, Father, in heaven. We appreciate you. We thank you that we are praying. We thank you that we have prayer. It is you we have prayed. We thank you, Lord. We glorify you, Lord. We celebrate you, Lord.
We magnify
your holiness. Angels celebrating. Angels are celebrating. Angels are celebrating. There is no more barrenness.
Thank you, Lord.
There is no more infertility.
Amen.
There is no more delay.
Amen.
There is no more sickness.
Amen.
There is no more disease.
Thank you, Jesus.
There is no more death.
Thank you, Jesus.
There is no more.
Thank you,
there is no
Jesus.
More death.
Amen.
There is no more barrenness.
Yes, Lord.
There is no more miscarriages.
Yes, Lord.
You have risen.
Kata,
there is a worship power is speaking.
Lebakala.
There is a worship power is speaking.
Lebakala.
There is a worship power is speaking. Hallelujah, hallelujah, hallelujah.
Thank you for listening to today's word. We believe that you have been impacted greatly. If you are listening to this podcast and you want to give your life to Christ, please say this prayer after me. Dear Lord Jesus, I thank you for what you came to do for me. Your life for mine, my sin for your righteousness. I believe that you are the Son of God, sent to die for me. I accept you as my Lord and Savior. Thank you for your grace towards me. Amen. Beloved, if you have said this prayer, you are now a child of God. Welcome to God's heavenly family. You can send us an email on deliveranceagdh@gmail.com. We would be glad to assist you and help you grow in the Lord. Thank you. Till next time, keep living the glorious life in Christ. Yeah.